He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday 5/5/2026 edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm here with Barry Kiter, chartered financial analyst, and boy, do we have a start to the market today. I'm going to say it's probably because oil prices are down 3.8%. That's the biggest factor in the market today. And earnings, and then oil prices. And with that drop in oil, which takes it down to 102.40 per barrel, still very high, the Dow is up 143 points to 49,084. The NASDAQ is sizzling today. The memory chip stocks are sizzling today. The NASDAQ's up 224, 25,291. The S&P is hitting a new all-time high today. It's up 45 points to 72.46. We mentioned oil. Oil is down 3.78%. Gold is up 1.2. The 10-year is too high. It needs to come down, Jerome. 4.42. 4.42 is where the 10-year is. His days are numbered. That's good. And Bitcoin is having a good day. It's up 25.05 to 81.302. And I got to tell you, Bitcoin is breaking out from a technical point of view to the upside. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. I'm here with Barry Kiter, chartered financial analyst. And Barry was going to say what about Bitcoin?
Yeah, we haven't seen the 81 range in a while for Bitcoin. It's it's interesting as it gets. I've noticed over this Iran, you know, apparently the Iranians must have some Bitcoin.
I think so.
As I've seen good news happen to where maybe, you know, things are going to free up a bit. Bitcoin seems to catch a bid. I don't know if that's because
the Russians are funneling a bunch of it to the Iranians, or the Chinese are funneling a bunch. That's why they call it crypto. It's murky. It's under the surface. I don't like it. I like transparency. I like things that have intrinsic value. But good luck to all you Bitcoin holders, and congratulations, you're back. You're long ways from 125,000, while the stock market has been hitting new all-time highs. You haven't seen a 35% sell-off in the stock market like you have in Bitcoin, and it has not ever recovered that 35%. Well, we had a good day in the market yesterday. Well, we did. The market didn't. Oh, the Dow was down 545, and we had another very good day.
The memory names.
The memory stocks. Remember the memory stocks, mostly Micron and SanDisk right now, carrying the weight. Oil was up yesterday, and that's why the Dow was down 545. I would say that's the biggest factor. And, of course, oil is down today. As that Strait of Hormuz, there's some fighting going on over there. I was going to do a Carnival cruise through there, but I thought, you know what, let's wait a while till that cools down a little bit. They had a special deal, Barry. They'll pay you to go on the Carnival cruise.
They will right now.
All you can eat, and, they give you a bomb jacket to wear and lifeboats in case your boat is torpedoed there in the Gulf of Hormuz. But anyway, that's a good thing here in the market. Today we're seeing big moves in SanDisk, Micron, Seagate, AMD, who will report after the close tonight, ASM, ARM, nuclear
SanDisk
stocks doing
up
good
8%
today.
8% again. I mean, just I feel like we did this yesterday when we were talking about the memory chips. You had Micron up 10% and SanDisk up 8%.
What was my top pick for this year? Micron. And Micron, it's almost doubled next year. I think I'll sell my top pick about December 15th. That's what they used to do at the racetrack. In the old days when I went with my father, there would be these touts outside with an envelope, and in it was the tip of the day from Baedeker or whoever the handicapper was. And for $50, you could have the tip of the day, and you'd pay them $50. You'd get in there, you'd open up it, and it would open up the envelope, and there was the tip of the day. Was it any better than any other tip? I don't know. I mean, I never bought one, but... And then if it won, Barry, they would litter the parking lot with, look what we did. Our tip of the day came in and paid $9.80. And a lot of games played back in the old days. There was a company named Turfcraft in Los Angeles. Anybody who's from that Southern California area who remembers Leo Herbert Hebert from Turfcraft, all the tips and the, that they would sell, Our gold medal pick of the day, blah, 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 blah. And, there was AI hucksterism back then, and there's hucksterism today. A lot of it right here in the stock market, unfortunately. Okay, we've got a global interest rate surge. What's that all about? The UK 30-year hits its highest level since 1998. That's something to crow
about.
That's
pretty wild. Yeah.
5.8% on the 30-year in the UK. I think it's tied to oil.
Yeah, I was hunting for bonds this morning, so I'm trying to narrow a few things down.
It's like hunting for red October right now. It ain't out there. It's deep, running silent and running deep like a submarine to find a bond offering right now. I saw one today, SEI. I want you to check into that. It could be a private offering. But SEI is a great infrastructure company in the AI space, and we own it in our emerging growth portfolio. So you can check into SEI. The reason why you're hitting new highs in the UK is because the UK has such a bad energy policy. They have a terrible energy policy. They don't seem to learn from their mistakes, and they're dependent upon outside oil. Even though there's a lot of oil up there in the North Sea and off of England,
yeah, just got to go get it.
It's right there to be had. God put it there for you. But you're listening to Greta Thunberg, whatever, from Sweden, and you're not going to get it, and you're going to try to depend on the wind and the solar. You know, you're going to need. Data centers too, Sturmer, over there in the UK, and you're going to need high speed and all this kind of stuff. The wind and the solar just are not going to cut it. Natural gas, that's probably your best answer for now.
It's the fastest answer.
It's the fastest answer, but you've got to loosen up a little bit on the carbon guilt that you have. So anyways, up to 5.8%. As we look across the world, too, I have noticed this trend. The 30-year yield right now, it depends on the country. Australia is 4.7. Mexico is 9.7. Chile is 5.6. South Africa, 9.3. India, 7.6. And, of course, the U.S. is at 4.40 right now. On that 30-year yield, which pretty much is your mortgage rates, and that's not good because mortgage rates need to come down. They're too high. And, of course, the United Kingdom checking in at 5.8 right now. We're at 5.02, so not good. And then you can tack on another point or so probably, or point and a half maybe, to get to your mortgage rate.
Mortgage rate, yeah.
Now, BlackRock agrees with us, or we agree with BlackRock on something for a change. They say maybe it's time to question my philosophy. Their BlackRock is all into that private credit, which is not good. That's stinky. That's a stinky, gooey mess like the pluff mud in the bottom of the Wando River. But they say strong corporate earnings momentum kept equity markets supported in April, with U.S. stocks hitting record levels as profits were revised higher. How about that? They finally noticed. How much higher? I reported that on Monday. The S&P capped its best month since 2020 in April, rising about 10%. Earnings growth remained heavily concentrated in large technology firms. Well, who's counting? If you're invested in large technology firms, you're cashing in, which made up roughly a third of the index's market capitalization and accounted for 55% of the expected earnings growth. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's why you call it best stocks. Now you look for that area where you see the strongest earnings growth. I was working on an article this morning. I put the finishing touches on the draft, now to be submitted to Seeking Alpha.
To the powers that be.
Barry, we now have 11 articles in the books for 2026 so far, with the year one-third gone. So I think we could see 35 to 40 articles out of us. It sure helps to have a junior analyst helping me out. And we have another one in the hopper today. And I was just reviewing here. We've nailed some pretty big winners here. Okay, let's take a look. Here's the published. Applied AAOI was back on April 21st. That thing has exploded to the upside. We've already sold it for a big profit. On April 6th was the article titled, this is a most compelling buying opportunity. And it started off with, I believe the market is forming a major bottom, presenting a compelling buying opportunity despite recent volatility. Earnings growth remains robust. The forward PE has compressed to 19.8, below its five-year average. Upside potential is significant, with a 12-month S&P target price of 7,400 to 8,300 if multiples revert back to where they were. A most compelling buy opportunity. And, of course, we went on to have the best April in the best month.
You were talking about it before, but just from the date of the published date, the market's up 9.5% since you published it, which is pretty good on a market level.
Yes,
by the way, we're not talking, anything can happen in an individual stock, but at the market call, 9.5 is pretty sizable.
Okay, and then the article before that was Argan.
Yeah.
It's up 27.4% since the article. The S&P 500 is up 10.3. And then the stock of the year for me, my top pick for this year, Micron. And I got to look that one up here.
Yeah, I got it.
If you got it.
It came out March 26th.
What's the title of the article? Read the
title. Micron is still one of the best stocks in this current market, because obviously they wrote this in March. It was your call at the beginning of the year.
Yes.
Total return up 74.2%. S&P up 10.62% in that span. So
that's smoking.
Pretty good one. Yeah.
I think our song, Boston, you remember the band Boston? I like them a lot. Tom Scholz and his, a lot of it was created in the studio, but it still was some great music, especially to turn it up loud, in your car when you're on a trip. They had a song called Smokin'. And that sounds like our record here with these articles that we're writing. And, of course, we'll have a fresh one out, I would guess, tomorrow. We've got a little bit of there's some news on the stock today, so we have to put that into the article. It'll be out hopefully tomorrow. But like I say, if you go to Seeking Alpha and just say, I want to follow Bill Gunderson, you will get an alert when that article goes live. When the lights come on and when the ink is dry and all this and that, we're good to go. Yeah, and you'll see what that article is. So, we're going to continue to pump these out. I have three in the pipeline right now, and I worked on one this morning to get it all ready for submittal and publishing. Okay, we're going to get AMD earnings tonight. That should be interesting. AMD, it's volatile. But at the same time, let's take a look at a chart of AMD. It's probably the, oh, Yeah, well, you know what? It's kind of like topping out here in the 350 area,
which
but
is
it's almost
high.
Doubled yeah. in the last 5 or 6 months. And they're looking for 65% growth in earnings this year, 65% in earnings growth next year, and that will be terrific. So we'll see. Generally speaking, just from my experience, good stocks have a tendency to produce good earnings, and bad stocks have a tendency to produce bad earnings. And, of course, that should really come as a no surprise. That's what makes a good stock a good stock, and a bad stock a bad stock. Okay, so BlackRock, again, they say earnings strength keeps the markets moving. I couldn't agree more, and I couldn't believe that 27.1% rise in earnings. Well, that's the estimate for this quarter now versus the same quarter last year. It was 15.1% last Friday, and this Friday it was 27.1%. I've never seen a jump like that during my entire career. Morgan Stanley, I've been getting a lot of soggy stocks transferred into me here recently. I haven't seen many good ones, and I jettison the soggy ones real quickly. And eventually they get replaced with ones I consider to be a little bit more vibrant, a little bit more juicy, a little bit more delectable. But Morgan Stanley is saying that the AI spending boom creates a split outlook for credit and stocks. Well, I totally agree. You've got the companies that are taking on the debt, which is the software stocks, and that's why they're doing so poorly. Even Palantir has reported earnings today, and it's not getting clobbered or anything, but it's doing poorly. And also you've got, the earnings kind of concentrated in one area of the market. The spending is taking place by the private companies for the most part that haven't gone public yet. And that's why I'm not hot on these IPOs that are lined up on the runway, whether it's Anthropic, whether it's Elon Musk with his SpaceX, or whether it's, what's the other one out there? OpenAI.
OpenAI.
I'm just not on board with any of them because they're the ones doing the spending. And therein lies the conundrum. You've got a split outlook. On one side of the street, you got the big spenders. Hey, big spender, spend a little time with me. That was an old song from the 50s, 60s, maybe the 60s. And on the other side, you've got the companies where the spending is taking place, okay? And that's what we like is those stocks. And obviously, that's why you're seeing Micron, that's why you're seeing SanDisk, that's why you're seeing SK Hynix, and that's why you're seeing Samsung explode to the upside. And then ancillary stocks like Seagate and Western Digital and Arista Networks and the fiber optic stocks like Ciena and AAOI, etc. And then the secondary chip stocks, the AMDs of the world, even the fiber optic chip stock, which is Marvell Technology. You've got the lower end chips, analog devices.
This is Bill Gunderson. Thank you for tuning in to today's Best Stocks Now, Best Inverse Funds Now show. I put several hours of research in during the wee hours of the morning each day to bring you the very best cutting edge stories that I can. To get 2 free weeks of my newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com. To talk to us about our fee-based only money management services, call us at 855-611-BEST. Now, back to the second half of the show.
The weirdest thing of the week, the weirdest deal, GameStop trying to buy eBay.
I don't have enough money, and they don't have enough money. I heard. Did you see this clip of I believe it's the CEO trying to explain how they're gonna couldn't really explain how they're gonna pay for eBay if they do get the deal.
It's just,
they've got. I think they're at least 12. They're getting. I think 20 billion of it from TD has said that the TD Bank has said they'll put up 20 billion. That's not confirmed. 100%, but it says they're willing to. And then, I think maybe that $9 billion in cash, you do the math, or $9 billion in equity, because I think it was going to be a stock and equity deal. And then, of course, they're like $12 billion short. And so I don't know how, you know, I'm not sure how it's, if it's actually going to close, but it's made great news so far.
You know, that stock has its followers, though. GameStop has its followers. And, you know, GameStop continues to try to everything. Lately, they've become more of a sports memorabilia type of
which fits in with
model.
The eBay model, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, these meme stocks, garbage, absolute garbage is my opinion. Stiefel ups the price ahead of earnings on several fiber optic stocks. And just like there's four memory stocks. There's about six or seven major players in fiber optics, and the one that Stiefel is calling out, they're down in St. Louis, Stiefel. I've gotten portfolios from Stiefel, and you know, it's kind of the same old, like everybody else, but they are upping their price targets on three good stocks here: Lumentum, Ciena, which we own, C-I-E-N, and Coherent. C-O-H-R, those are all, you know, fiber optic stocks, which are very important because it's all about speed. It's all about speed. You can have the high-speed chips, but if you don't have the high-speed network, you got a big bottleneck. And fiber optics and copper are doing the lion's share of the work there, but they are upping their target prices considerably. Coherent goes to 1,100. Now it's hard to figure out, but they all significant upgrades to their target prices. Meanwhile, Wedbush continues to like Palantir. You know, it's the only good software stock out there right now. That and maybe CrowdStrike, maybe CrowdStrike, but Palantir's got a yucky chart. It's a number one sideways trend and a weak sideways trend at that. And they reported their earnings, and the stock is down, let's see, it's down 6.2% right now. It was threatening to break out here about a month ago, 6 weeks ago, and then it's just fallen flat, and it's in that number one sideways trend. And you know, I like Palantir because it's in almost every industry out there. What was the one with soybeans or something recently? I mean, it's in everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I mean, the problem with the you know, what the analysts say, you know, issue with the call this time is on the, you know, the commercial business wasn't didn't grow as much I think as expected. You know, the Palantir started out as a very heavy. You know, government. Government was a big, really their only customer for an extended period of time. And then now they've added to, I think they're now more over 50-50. But I mean, the stuff they're doing for the military is pretty, you know, pretty remarkable. And they're also, like I said, focusing on the commercial side too. So they've got two different verticals in terms of customer. And, you know, it's one of these things where I think in the software space, they've kind of been shunned a little bit simply because all the other software names have been shunned. But
and I would just say that Dan Ives' language is about as colorful as his sport coats. Here's what he says, that AI is only in its third inning, with Palantir emerging as the clear front runner amongst the software companies. I totally agree with that. He called these earnings that came out yesterday as stunning. So was his sport coat. I didn't see it, but I'm sure it was stunning. He's quite the dresser, that guy. He likes to get attention. He doesn't wear the cow suit like the guy in the pits there in Chicago. with the Guernsey, looks like a Guernsey cow. Good. He comes home from work like that? Does he walk into the 7-Eleven to get a, you know.
Take the L that way? Yeah, I don't know.
That's weird. Stunning. He says they're uniquely positioned with validated AI. He dismisses concerns about Palantir's commercial segment missing expectations, explaining that about $20 million had shifted from commercial to government revenue in a single deal. So he still likes it. Now, you go to the other side of the street. I definitely like Wedbush a lot better than the big Wall Street mucky-muck firms. You hardly ever even hear from Bank of America Merrill Lynch anymore. But they're out with a new pick today. Home Depot. They give it a bull rating. That comes from Bank of America. Despite the company having no growth, despite the company having severe Amazon headwinds, despite the company having severe pricing and inflation issues, they like the stock. It's got like 40% upside in my book. It wouldn't be in my top 100. It wouldn't be in my top 1,000 stocks right now. Here's a weird one. Tractor Supply is cut by Piper Sandler due to soft dog ownership trends. Did you know that? I don't like soft dogs to begin with. I like those hardened guys that will jump in the river and get a duck if they've got to. Well, they say that ownership of dogs is trending downwards because it costs so much, especially relative to cats. That's what
you had
say.
A boom. You had that boom during COVID, where a lot of you would think that those dogs would still be around. I don't think they've gotten. Hopefully, folks haven't gotten rid of them and traded them for cats at this point.
Well, here's the problem. Vet services since 2020 have gone up 60%.
Oh, I believe that. They're more expensive. I've had mine at the vet a couple of times in the last year, and it's more expensive than the kids, put it that
way. Yeah, definitely. Pet services, which is grooming and boarding, up 46%. And pet food pricing has grown 25% since 2020. Therefore, Fido is not as popular as he used to be. A lot of people switching to cats. I guess everybody, here's the other thing. Everybody's into dog food now, whether Petco, you've got Walmart, you've got Costco, you've got Tractor Supply into dog pet food, but they're saying that's a very slow one. Okay, here's this senior notes, Solaris Energy Infrastructure. Now, when you hear that term, infrastructure, we're talking the picks and the shovels of the AI sector. And we've identified Solaris as a small-cap stock that is sitting pretty right now in the infrastructure sector of the market. And they are doing a notes offering, probably private. But you can look it up, Barry, and see if there's any interest there. It is a best stock now. And that is one of the criteria, usually, that we use to buy bonds. If we figure if it's a best stock now, it's going to be a best bond now.
Yeah, if you're willing to own the equity, then you're certainly willing to go up the capital structure and own the bond, right?
Yes.
The most important thing is we want to get our money back.
Yeah. Yes. And SEI is pretty small, though. I got a hunch you're looking at a 6.5, 7 maybe,
somehow.
And it's a private placement more than likely, which is not available to us. Okay, and then Cameco reports today. CCJ, which owns 49% of the old Westinghouse. And, of course, Westinghouse, their original claim to fame was air brakes for railroads, for trains. To stop the derailments and whatnot and other problems. And then it grew and it diversified. I want to say we might have had a Westinghouse appliances in our home when I was growing up. But they also have a big, big exposure these days to nuclear. Let's see, a few other. We're going to get back to Cameco for a moment here. And, currently Cameco does meet all of our criteria, and we do own Cameco. I would say that the nuclear stocks have cooled off just a little bit, although look at that earnings report from GE Vernova last week and how that stock exploded to the upside. There's obviously huge potential as the world is turning the nuclear switch back on. After Jackson Brown and Bonnie Raitt and bunch said no nukes, No More Nukes. I was at the concert like 50 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever. And now they're turning the nukes back on. And just go through your criteria for Cameco right now, and we'll take it right from the Best Stocks Now app, which is the truth teller, okay? It has the numbers that you cannot fudge. It has the track record, number one. And Cameco has turned in some very strong performance, some great alpha over the years. It's beaten the market handily over the last 10 years, over the last 5 years, over the last 3 years, and over the last 12 months. And in fact, it's one of those rare stocks that gets an A plus momentum grade, okay, an A plus. And that's looking in the rear view mirror. To look forward, look down the road, we do a five-year valuation on the stock. And when I do the five-year valuation on the stock, I see a stock that has 104% upside potential. So not only does it meet our performance criteria, it's delivered that alpha, it's delivered the goods. Can it continue to deliver the goods? And that's where we look to the valuation. There's still no guarantees that it's going to continue to deliver the goods, but we're trying to stack as much probability on our side that they will succeed and not fail. And I just look at that industry. There's about four or five really major players. Cameco at one time was just a miner, a Canadian miner of uranium. The leading miner, I'm going to call them the leading miner in the world of uranium. And somehow when Westinghouse went BK or whatever they did, Cameco was able to pick up 49% of Westinghouse. The other 51% went to BEP, a partnership that requires a 1099? It pays a big fat dividend.
It had the K-1. Yeah, K-1. BEP came with K-1, the K-1.
That's it, yeah. Yep. So, Cameco currently meets all of our criteria. We own it in two portfolios, and it currently comes in at, let's see, where is it here? Cameco's grade. Let me do. I'm pretty sure it's a strong buy right now. I'm almost positive. CCJ, which reported earnings today. It's ranked at number 397 out of 5,200. And we have it as a buy. So it's a stock that meets our criteria, and they're in the news today reporting earnings. Okay, let's see, a few others. Shopify, I pulled the plug on Shopify a while back. They replaced your traditional mall, let's say. The Mall of America is now the Shopify of Canada. It is a Canadian stock. Man, I'll tell you what, it's had a couple of rough years in the market, though. And it's having a rough day. It's down 8.4%. They kind of have the biggest shopping mall in America, only it is online, and it's called Shopify, and you can open up your own little store on Shopify, and they keep something part of the revenue that is coming in. And I'm sure you have to pay your rent every month to be in that Shopify online mall. But the stock's done lousy lately. It had a pretty good quarter, but the stock is down right now 8.4%. Okay, well, tonight we're going to get AMD. I need to mention Minnesota. Well, that's coming up real close today.
2 weeks, the 5th. 2 weeks from today.
You'll be doing this workshop.
Yeah.
I'll be sitting in at this point in time in the day with people, individuals, and I'll be thinking about the workshop that night. At 7 p.m. at the Minnetonka Marriott, and all 3 days we'll be meeting with folks in those 1-hour appointments.
Right? Yeah, Tuesday. Yep, Tuesday, May 19th. We got 20th, May 20th, and May 21st.
Okay.
And what other day? And whatever other days
if
that
we
Edie,
have to add Thursday
up.
And Friday. I haven't gotten an update from Edie lately. I'm willing to do it. And then once we're done with Minnetonka Marriott, we'll be ready to start thinking about our next stop on the nationwide tour of America, the Best Stocks Now tour. We'll have to, you know, lube, put some, change the oil in the bus and things like that, and brighten up the flowers on, what was the name of the Grateful Dead's bus? Sugar Magnolia. Anyway, Barry drives the bus. No, I'm just kidding. We do fly in. We're in the 2026 these days. No more Sugar Magnolia.
We're not going John Madden style where
and people getting up and dance and twirling around when the workshop starts. None of that. Sugaree. We'll play Sugaree when I come out. Okay. Well, to reserve a spot to the workshop or one of those 1 hour appointments, 855-611-BEST. If you have a 1 hour appointment, you can probably sell it on StubHub, 855-611-BEST. The workshop, same thing. You can come to both or one or neither one. I don't really care, but I look forward to seeing you there. I love going there. I've been going there for about 15 years. And to sign up for, we have a record number of people that we're sending out live alerts to, taking advantage. The do-it-yourselfers, the hardcore do-it-yourselfers out there, or they don't meet our $100,000 minimum account size, whatever the case may be. You can sign up for a four-week trial of all of that. We've had some people writing to us about success stories recently. We can't really read them on the air, but haven't had any non-success stories yet that I know of. 855-611-BEST to set up an appointment to get the four-week trial or set up an appointment, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Charles Schwab. Schwab is a member of SIPC and FINRA.